This is Alan.
This is Brandon.
And welcome to D6 Minutes, the companion podcast to Dice Over Everything, where we choose a topic and talk about it for as long as the dice decide.
All right, so I'm assuming you have a dice ready, but I don't know how ready we are for this one. But, ooh, you are ready. Excellent. So,
yeah, rare win.
So I guess we're going to be doing a podcast on our Adepticon 2024 experience. But since we've been there, obviously you bought a lot of stuff. Have you begun building any of that stuff in the last week?
6 minutes. Ooh.
Well, it's just going to be the whole Adepticon podcast right now. Okay, there you go. You can skip the whole hour-long one.
Yeah, so have I started anything?
That you bought?
No.
No.
Nope, this is going to be a really... I don't know how we're going to stretch this out to 6 minutes, but for me, no, I haven't actually started any of this stuff. I put everything away.
That actually took a while. Yeah, that took like half a day. Because going to Adepticon, like pre-going to Adepticon, I just started pulling shit out of the closets, like foam, because there's armies that didn't belong in it, and it's just like all over the floor, and like miniature boxes of like projects are being worked on. I'm like, no, I don't have time to put it away. I just got to keep building stuff. So coming back and just packing things from Adepticon is like a half a day endeavor. Yeah. Is that the same thing for you?
Probably more than half a day. I guess technically it was half a day, but spread over multiple days.
You didn't just like start and be like, I'm going until it's all done. I'm going to reorganize everything.
There was so much stuff. You got to do my laundry and everything as well. So, you know, packing everything away took a little bit less priority. So unfortunately or fortunately, I had a lot of stuff not yet done. Basically, because we did an entire Bakunin army, a new Infinity army. I had all of this stuff that I hadn't finished because we only needed 200 point armies. Although I finished a 300 point army before we left. I had all of the stuff that I purchased to fully complete my Bakunin force so that I'd have, you know, something to change. Right. And so, that's all I've been working on.
So you've been continuing your pre-Adepticon project.
Oh, yeah, actually, we're supposed to be talking about the first one is about what we've been doing. But we'll do that.
Oh, no, that's what you've been doing since then. You've been building more guys for the army you did for Adepticon. All right.
Yep.
I thought I would be doing the same thing with continuing to like expand out my Infinity Aelith army afterwards. But then I got sidetracked because I bought a bunch of Arena Rex at Adepticon.
Oh, nice.
I'm just like, the iron is hot. And that was the last thing I was painting right before Adepticon. Yeah. So in reality, I guess I am continuing what I was doing before Adepticon, but I thought I wouldn't be continuing it. But then, you know, you go there and you're like, this is cool. These games are fun and you accumulate more. And so I guess I've been doing the same thing you've been doing and continuing my Adepticon.
Yeah, it's just that
recent thing I did there.
Yeah, it's just for you, though. You had purchased all that new stuff at Adepticon. I had already purchased that stuff, and it was just sitting on my table waiting to be assembled and painted, right?
Oh, I've bought more of that Infinity stuff. I've the whole army, like the whole range, ready to go. Yeah. I've maybe only gotten through about a third of it. It's probably maybe 40% of it, of the whole army I want to have. And the rest of it's all in boxes.
The thing is with my Arena Rex stuff is I had already, like, I've had my completed army for a while, so I finally fully completed my army, so it's done, right?
You have two armies.
Yeah, I have two armies.
Yeah, okay.
Technically, I would need to finish one guy to finish the army I didn't play in Adepticon, but, so because I've already have that done, like, I didn't feel a giant need to start working on more Arena Rex stuff. But at the same time, but for Bakunin, right, because we had played so much of it at Adepticon, I got really excited about, you know, completing that force and completing the thing that I planned all along. So exactly like you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess because I won stuff at Adepticon, we'll get more to this in the Adepticon podcast, but I basically started another army for it. So even though I might have been close to finishing the Arena Rex project, it created a whole new Arena Rex project, and it rearranged
what I
want.
You're doing both?
Yeah.
Right now.
Because otherwise I'll
never...
Even
though they're different armies. Wow, okay. That's further than I thought. I thought you were just completing your your Nefertiti. Is it Nefertiti? Is that what it's
called? Oh, Morituri.
Morituri. Sorry, right. Nefertiti is the character.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe
the
Egyptian
army.
Maybe I'll get. No, I have the ideas for the other army. That's only a couple guys, but that doesn't mean it's not going to take ages. So.
Really? That's your current project? For me, completing this army also involved coming back home and buying more guys. Oh, I'm a liar. I did start one guy because I did buy one piece that I hadn't had, and I bought it there. So I bought a Zoe and Pywell at Adepticon because
for Infinity. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for Infinity. And I did start assembling it, and I've already sprayed her, actually. That's what I was doing, getting ready.
Well then. Okay. So we took six minutes to figure out that you did do that. All right.
Yes,
excellent.
I totally did. It's just my main thing is working on the tag that I had purchased before. So
just painting giant robots.
Yep.
Future topic will be giant robots or tiny robots. All right, you want me to go for one?
Sure, go for it.
On that note, this is another one that could be an entire podcast, but how many projects do you think it's a good idea to have going on at once? I'm not going to say how many you actually have, but what's a good idea for a bunch of projects going on at once? How many?
1 minute. Three.
Three? Yeah, yep. I also agree that three is a good idea so you don't get stuck into the binary. Like having one thing means you feel locked in and trapped. You can't switch back and forth. Like maybe you have one painting project, one building project, but then it feels like a binary and you're like, oh, if you have the third option, then you don't feel like you're pushing them against each other. You feel like there's kind of a balance to the force.
Yeah, when you have one, you're stuck with all the different things, right? But when you have two, you have to choose between the two. But if you don't feel like doing if you cannot do the one you want to do because, for example, you can't spray them because the weather or something like that, right?
Or you need to buy more
then
stuff
you're stuck.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you want a third one that you can always work on as an alternative.
Yes. So I guess we don't have that much time. But I guess the third one should be kind of a smaller like background thing.
Yeah,
Two big things and like a little thing.
I don't like doing big ones. I like doing two mediums and a small one, but yeah.
You were the one with the 40k army. Anyways, we only have a minute.
I did that in small chunks.
Okay. All right. You broke down in small chunks. Very good.
500 points each.
Cool. All right.
Small relative to infinity, but yeah.
Of course.
All right. I will do one. So, again, because we came back from Adepticon, there's been a lot of different... you know, we saw a whole bunch of new different games from different genres and things like that. There were a lot of big robot games. And then there was also recently World War One Trench Crusade by the guy who did Mordheim, which is, you know, a World War One theme. And there's a bunch of World War One-esque theme games coming out. And there's also a new Age of Sigmar 4 coming out recently, which is... maybe it's not going to hit, which if it doesn't hit, that it leaves a big empty space in fantasy. So my question for you is, what do you think is going to be the next big genre?
Whoa.
Oh, 6 minutes.
Okay, this is basically the whole podcast topic. What's the next big genre? Yeah. Are we going to have to pontificate off of this of what we saw at Adepticon? I think that's the way to do it. Should I jump right to my actual answer that I think it is? So we obviously see all the typical games, like there's halls full of Age of Sigmar, halls full of 40k players, Kill Team, the smaller version of Warcry. Like those are all there, and obviously those are established. And I don't think those aren't a way out there new idea at all. They're just kind of like an iteration on what they've had before, but just you know, they're trying to do it better. What I think we saw a lot of out of the indie game makers that we haven't seen at like previous cons as much is more of like a cyber, I don't want to call it cyberpunk, but it's more
the
like
cyberpunk
a cyberpunk
game.
Yeah, there is the cyberpunk game, but there was sort of more like a near future spec ops sort of vibe going on with some of the indie developers who had like a few of their own miniatures. They weren't amazing miniatures, so I don't think they're going to break through right away. But they were doing
Blackout was pretty nice.
Blackout was pretty nice, but it's
I think Blackout was the nicest. Of the near future stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, so games like that, and I think there was another one or two that were very similar. Oh, sorry,
Tactically Infinity is the nicest, but we've had those minis for a while.
Yes, but I don't. Infinity feels more like a bunch of individual unique pieces to me, and these feel like you're trying to build a squadron and then have a battle with those squadrons.
Like, gritty, near future, whereas Infinity is near future. Like, everyone just looks like near future guys. Some of the guys even just look like alternative present day guys. But everyone looks and acts a lot more heroic.
Yeah,
it seems more heroic. Mm-hmm. Not in the terms of heroic scale, like they have giant heads and stuff, but they're just they look like they're from cinema, as opposed to a lot of these other things you're talking about, like I said, like with Blackout, seemed a lot more like it was inspired by people who basically
have seen combat
who have seen some form.
Like I would say Infinity and even Warhammer models, they're like striking a crazy they're often striking crazy poses. Yeah, trying to be very cinematic about it. These games, I mean, even including like the Fallout game, is like sort of tangential to this, where they've started pushing the Fallout Wasteland Warfare game. I'm trying to remember the Nuka World expansion they just came out with.
Like the less crazy, it's less of the crazy, like, I don't know, Caesar's Palace guys, and more of the more realistic, gritty kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they're not striking crazy poses either, kind of like what you see in, like what I just talked about.
Yeah, like the previous Wasteland Warfare, like Caesar's Palace guys, right? Because the game has been out, but the new guys seem a lot more, like you said, down to earth.
Yeah, so that's that. Just based on walking around the vendor's hall and being like, okay, what was I seeing like 5-6 years ago? And what are we seeing now? Mm-hmm. Those are sort of the new stuff, and I'm not against it, but I mean, I do like painting the crazy over the top cinematic stuff rather than painting, like, because you talked about how there's all the World War One stuff and you have the range to that. I've never been into trying to do the World War One stuff, and I don't think that if you were trying to get people really enthusiastic about it, you've got to show something with like some flash to it. So I think going too realistic isn't going to get you the flash and like pizzazz that it's going to attract people. So I don't know if those games are going to get people or not, because they just don't have the pizzazz factor to them.
I think, well, Trench Crusade is not real World War One. It's like weird World War One. You know how like weird World War Two was all the rage? I don't know, probably 5 years ago or something like that. Probably maybe a little bit longer than that ago. They basically are taking that and converging on World War One, I feel like, because they want a different, fresh perspective. Plus, you don't have to deal with the whole, like, oh, I have to play the Nazis kind of thing when you play World War Two, which they often just had right away in weird World War One, weird World War Two. So I feel like that is pretty an interesting space. I feel like also that is getting more traction, almost more because there's games for every other every other genre, right?
Sure enough,
which is exactly why there's like modern. I feel like there's a dearth of games in that space, or there was, right? There's more now, and then the other genres, like you said, cyberpunk. Maybe cyberpunk will be the biggest. Like it has that game, it's coming up, but. And it could, at least the publisher says that they're doing really, really well. They're doing really good numbers on that game. So it could, and I've demoed the game. The game is good. The game is one of the best games that I played coming, like, that has been released recently, right? And different and fresh as well. So, I could see it actually doing really well, along with the general zeitgeist of, you know, corporate takeover of the Western world, and how there's definitely a political kind of undertone and struggle about, you know, corporations taking over everything, which could help the cyberpunk genre really pop off, because everyone's thinking about it, right? So I think we've just passed the robot genre, and I think there's a bunch of games that will help fill out that genre. So you could say that that is technically the biggest thing, because BattleTech popped off like crazy last year, right? Or a couple years, and yep. it's now right behind. Like I see it in hobby stores all over the place, right? So I feel like it's right behind Warhammer and stuff, except for that the game's only okay in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think we're currently in a big era of like those robot BattleTech scale stuff with like Steel yeah. Rift, and then
yeah.
a few other ones like hit the scene.
Yeah.
So I think that's big right now, but you're asking about the next big thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would agree.
Big right now, I think it's going to pass, and I feel like Cyberpunk is going to be big. That would be my guess.
So near future.
Near future dystopian.
Mm-hmm.
Cyberpunk-ish kind of things. I think those are gonna, there's gonna be more of them, and there was already rumblings even before Cyberpunk Combat Zone came out, because of 2077 and, like I said, the general zeitgeist. And then, although I do wonder if Age of Sigmar 4 fails. Like, it's going to be a Games Workshop game, so it's not going to fail entirely. But what I mean, if it's going to start shedding customers, I wonder if fantasy, just plain old fantasy, is going to become big again as the main thing. Because people will rush in to try to serve all the people who are slowing off of Age of Sigmar 4. But if Age of Sigmar 4 hits, I don't know.
It might draw people away from the
If Age of Sigmar 4 hits, maybe it'll just be fantasy.
Yeah, I would say the Cyberpunk. Because
everyone will just play. Yeah, yep.
The Cyberpunk Combat Zone guys have enough flair to them. They're not over the top. They are what we talked about being gritty and more realistic and not crazy poses, but they have enough flair and style to them.
Yeah.
Where I think a wide audience could get behind it.
Yeah, you can play children.
Yeah.
And get murdered by force your opponent to kill children.
Murder children. That's dark. That is definitely going into the grim dark. All right.
Yeah. Anyways, that is all of our questions for this episode of D6 Minutes. If you have any questions, you can email them to us at contact@diceovereverything.com.
Or find us on Facebook. We're Dice Over Everything.
This has been Alan.
It's been Brandon.
Bye.